Well, continuing on this morning on the new 94.7 FM Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com, I'm Kelly Johnson, and I have Dr. Jill Real with me. And what is your official title?
I am a pediatrician in the Blair Clinic. I'm the first full-time pediatrician we've had in the Blair Clinic. In July, I'll have been here 5 years. I have lived in Arlington for over 28 years, and so it was a good fit to just drive down the road to Blair. I was a pediatrician in Omaha for 20 years.
So you have some experience with the kiddos, and you've probably seen a lot of things then in that amount of time.
I have a lot of experience. I've had a lot of great experiences. I love taking care of children and helping families, not only at their physicals that we're talking about, do we look at their vaccine records and do head-to-toe physical, but those behavioral things as well. How to get them to sleep through the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what to do with your teenagers when you're frustrated. So there's a lot of those experiences I've had. And also I've had two children of my own that I always have said have taught me the most pediatrics.
Okay, well, life experience, isn't that a big deal there? So that is something that people don't often think about, though, that if they are going through issues, and whether they're first-time parents or not, and something is coming up and they just don't know how to handle it, that they have resources to be able to turn to, and that a pediatric physician would be a great resource.
Yes, having been this many years in the practice of pediatrics, I know a lot of the specialists. So if it is something that I'm not able to, you know, fully treat your child, I can get you to the specialist that can help us out.
Excellent. So then we'll talk later on this morning about how to be able to get a hold of you, how to get a hold of the clinic, and be able to get those, questions answered if you have anything. So think of great questions, and I would love to be able to have people call her up and call Dr. Jill Real up and say, this is what's going on, and utilize the resource, the great resource we have right here in our own community. And so we're talking about physicals, and if you wait until May 1st, right?
May 1st for your 12 and older would count for their yearly and for sports. Kindergarten physicals we're doing now, so those we can start after March 1st. And if you usually wait till this time of year to get your child's yearly physical, you can get those for the younger children now.
Okay, so just bring the whole family in at once. Almost.
We're willing to do that. We're willing to work with you. When we do schedule two or three children, we really appreciate you keeping those appointments, because
yep,
we do schedule plenty of time to spend with you and your children.
Okay. And again, yes, kindergarten, that is a big deal coming up, making sure that the vaccinations are up to date, because there are some issues, and a lot of people have questions about vaccinations and how that affects the kids and then also school.
Yes, and I really, as most of the people who do know me so far in this community, that I am a vaccine encourager, that they do save lives. So when I am talking to you about vaccinations, I truly believe that I could possibly save your life and your child's life. And that's, we talk a lot about vaccines and how they protect people from dying.
Right. So let's come back in just a little bit, and we'll talk about vaccines a little bit more in depth and make sure that people have a really good grasp from your point of view of what to do if they haven't been vaccinated up to this point in time, and how to proceed potentially. You know, just because we want to make sure that our kids, they're our future and they need to be taken care of. So thank you again for coming in with me this morning. And I've been speaking with Dr. Jill Real, and we'll continue this conversation right here on the new 94.7 FM Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com.